A former president will soon be a witness. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Donald Trump will soon testify at his company's civil trial.
Before he takes the stand, I am certain that he will engage in name-calling and taunts and race-baiting and call this a witch hunt.
State Attorney General Letitia James has sued the Trump Organization and just said before going into court the former president in real estate deals and loan applications
misrepresented and inflated the value of his assets.
Now, the judge in the case already ruled the Trumps committed fraud. Moments ago, the former president said at the courthouse,
"It's a very unfair situation. This is really election interference, and so ridiculous."
In a Truth Social post this morning, he called Attorney General James evil and corrupt. Now, the former president remains the front runner in the Republican White House race. But in Iowa, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hopes this cuts into the Trump lead there. An endorsement from Governor Kim Reynolds a little over 2 months before the first 2024 contest.
The two are appearing at a rally in Des Moines this afternoon. Reynolds and DeSantis are viewed as political allies, especially regarding school choice issues. She's often introduced him at political events in the past. Former President Trump on his Truth Social account blasted Reynolds, saying her career would be over if she backed DeSantis over him.
As Fox's Eben Brown, as Israel keeps waging war on Hamas a 31st straight day.
A border police officer who was stabbed this morning in Jerusalem during a terror attack has died.
Fox's Trey Yinks near the border with Gaza.
The Israeli military tells us they believe most of the 241 hostages are being held in the tunnels beneath the northern part of Gaza. They're still hitting those tunnels, trying to get as many Hamas militants as possible.
Now, in talks in Turkey today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel to cut down on Palestinian casualties and get humanitarian aid in faster. America's listening to Fox News.
Aches and pains are just part of getting older. You know it, and I know it, but that doesn't mean you have to just accept it. That's why I want to tell you the story about Nancy from Texas and her Relief Factor story. For years, she took care of horses and gave riding lessons. She started getting older, and Nancy began feeling the effects, so she decided to give Relief Factor a try. It didn't work overnight, but it did work. These days, she says, "I have more stamina because I don't hurt." With Relief Factor, she can keep going and doing more. I can relate, as I used to have terrible aches and pains in my hands. It was to the point that I didn't even want to get out of bed in the morning. But ever since starting Relief Factor, I've got my life back. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live a better life every day. To get started, try Relief Factor, their three-week quick start kit. It's $19.95, comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. A man accused of obtaining money in exchange for bringing individuals to an Arizona Medicaid-funded health facility has been indicted in Phoenix. Corey Beckham is charged with conspiracy and unlawful consideration for the referral of patients. Authorities raided four homes that Beckham allegedly used to harbor prospective patients. 16 people were found in unsanitary conditions, leading to Beckham's arrest. Fewer high school students are vaping this year. According to government reports, 1 in 10 high school students nationwide acknowledge using electronic cigarettes in the previous month, down from 14%. Use of any tobacco product also fell among high schoolers. The reason? Experts in the field say it's a combination of raising the legal age to vape and increasing the cost. Governor Katie Hobbs has directed the Department of Corrections, Rehabilitation, and Reentry to provide instructions on getting civil rights restored to convicted felons upon their release. This is just one part of a series of orders from the governor related to voting. For more, check out YumaDailyNews.com.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
AC technicians know ACs break down at the worst time. That's why our technicians love our York air conditioners and heat pumps with a 10-year parts and labor warranty. The cheapest is always the costliest. A true AC provides service today and tomorrow. Ask our techs about our York 10-year parts and labor warranties or call us at 329-7384.
Give The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I'm in the studio today with my partner in crime, Sean Garner, and we've got Cody, our sound tech, and we've got a special guest with us today, Grayson. He's a high schooler at Gila Ridge, and he's going to be gracing us with his presence in the studio. We'll see if he adds anything to the show. I doubt it, so you better. I have low expectations, Grayson.
Come on.
I'll try
to pitch in as much as I can.
Okay. Really, the subject of what we're going to begin with today is this concept that we call free speech in the United States. It's a big term to throw out there. And the reason this is coming up is because of a recent interview that Vivek Ramaswamy had with Piers Morgan. This was last week. I think it was last Tuesday. And this comes on the heels of Vivek being in Las Vegas and giving a speech at a Jewish Republican coalition dinner. And in that speech, he was pretty hardcore in his support for Israel, but he also said some things that we haven't been hearing in the typical conservative narrative as that's being put forth. And I have to say, and Sean, when Sean sent me this video, and as I watched it, and I guess I watched it all, he was surprised that I watched it all, because it's a little bit lengthy. But
it's a long video.
I made the comment to Sean that I agreed. I didn't hear anything in that conversation that Vivek said with Piers that I disagreed with. I agreed with him on everything that he was saying. And it comes on the heels of my watching a particular news. It was just a run-of-the-mill news story that came out of Fox News on my YouTube browsing. It popped up. It was a week ago from today, last Monday. And it was just a simple news article about them interviewing a member of Congress, a Republican member of Congress, and how they were adamant about we need to give aid to Israel. They are our ally. And they were trying to put forth this, I think it was like $109 billion aid package for Israel. And that first struck me because I'm thinking, wait a second. We are trillions of dollars in debt, and that's my money that you're giving. Why are we giving my money to Israel? I don't understand. Like, Israel can do their own thing. Yes, we're their ally, but I don't go around. If I'm on the streets here in the United States living my life on the streets, I have no money, or the little money that I do get from begging, I'm not going to give that to somebody else. Because I need that money. We need to take care of ourselves first. Why are we giving money to other nations to fight some sort of proxy war? That was my and what was interesting to me was that this congressman was so adamant, and it was obvious that that is the narrative in the Republican
on both sides of the aisle, honestly.
On Congress. Well, yeah, more so on the Republican side. They're going all in with Israel to the tune of $109 billion. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's a total package. They want to give some of it to Ukraine as well.
I think the majority of it's actually for Ukraine.
Yeah.
Regardless, why are we giving money to other people? That's my money.
Yeah.
And what struck me was I had the thought when I was listening to this guy. I'm like, that's not your money.
Huh? Yeah.
Like, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, $109 billion to these countries. It's like, that's my money, not your money, and I'm not giving you permission to do that. But they run around acting like it's their money and they can do whatever they want with it, and that we actually have that money.
Yeah. You know, back in the early 1800s, we had this discussion on a previous show where David Crockett, he was a congressman, and he was asked why he voted against paying a widow who had her house burned down, and she was a war widow, restitution for the losses that she had in her house burning down. And he said, as much sympathy as I have for this person, and there couldn't be a more sympathetic person out there, it's not my money to give. It's the American public's money. Now, if I want to give a donation, and in fact, let's pass around the coffer here in the House of Congress and donate our money if we want to make this widow's situation a little bit easier. But we can't take somebody else's money and give it to her. That is theft, and you can't do it even on the highest moral standard. And if we can't do it for a widow who was a war veteran's wife, then you can't do it on a proxy war across the pond.
One of the things that Vivek said here, to your point, Sean, is what I hear you to say is, if you want to make a difference, if you want to use your personal money for Israel or for Ukraine, then pay directly to them. I don't need my government to do that for me. I can pay to different aid programs that are going to go directly to helping those over there in those countries. But that's my prerogative. It's not my American government's prerogative, and it's not their money. It's my money. And I bring that up because when Vivek was giving this interview, he makes mention of what he's personally done, which was charter a flight for 200 passengers to get them out of harm's way.
Yes.
So he's putting his money where his mouth is. If you really want to help, then help.
And that's what I like so much about Vivek, is because, number one, he's a self-made man. He's actually lived the American dream and proved that it's still alive. Maybe not well. It's sick, but it's alive. And he wants to bring it back to full health. But he actually contributes in this charitable way that he expects other people to contribute. And so if he says, you ought to have a policy that does this, well, the government doesn't need to be in control of that policy. That needs to be your personal policy. Why don't you go out and do that thing? I've chartered a plane to help 200 people escape the atrocities that are going on in Israel. You guys can do the same thing in donating. There's a lot of charitable organizations over there that are assisting, that are helping out. Participate in those charitable organizations. But don't take your neighbor's money and say, hey, I've got some money here. Take this. And that's exactly what Congress is doing, is stealing our money and saying, hey, we're going to be generous. And by the way, let's get a photo op of it. Let's get a photo op of us giving all this money away.
Yeah,
How generous really are they?
What I don't understand is we're giving all this money to Ukraine, which, I mean, and Israel, which, I mean, yes, they're in dire need of, like they're in war, and I understand that. But, I mean, look at our Hawaii fire that burned down lots of houses out there, and we're not supplying them with supplies. I don't understand that. Like,
right. How long did it take Mr. Biden to get out on the scene of Maui and assess what was going on? And how quick was the government there to the aid? In fact, there's a lot of theories, and whether or not they're conspiracy theories, they turn out to be truth. It was actually the severity of the fire was extended because of the government intervention and blocking the roads and thwarting the upgrades of the infrastructure for fire suppression.
My brother lives on Maui, and he told me that people are just now able to start to get back to their homes to, like, clear things out. But can you imagine that? Like, it's taken this long to be able to allow you to return to your home to clean it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know? They're in a war zone.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
In a sense.
They don't have any products that are sold by Raytheon. So.
Yeah, that's true.
No, so value in helping.
The portfolios of the congressmen over there are not being padded by assisting these people from Maui. So what is a real incentive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that talking point of the individuals in Maui, that was on a 24-hour news cycle, there and gone. Yet, what's going on in the war? And this is another thing that Vivek brings up very clearly, that we have a moral obligation to intervene in Ukraine because they're fighting for democracy. Now, he disputes whether or not it truly is a democracy in our standards of what a free and fair democracy is as far as elections being held. But let's assume that it is, just for the sake of this argument. If that's the case, if we are there because of moral reasons, why aren't we there in every other conflict in Africa, in Asia, where the Uyghurs are being forced into concentration camps at levels that are even greater than what happened in World War II.
In North Korea, the people that are starving to death.
The people that are starving to death in North Korea. Why aren't we there in all those? Because we don't have a financial interest, because the congressmen and women don't stand to benefit financially from wars in those regions.
It's sad but true. I mean, look at the wealth of your speakers and your congressmen, your senators when they go in and then when they leave.
Yep.
Or the husband of the former speaker. Look at, you know, the wealth that they've accumulated.
Right, right. Nancy Pelosi and her husband are extremely wealthy because of their investment decisions.
But not insider trading.
Yeah, right, exactly. And even presidential candidates right now for the Republican Party, you know, look at Nikki Haley. She and her family, they were not well off before they got into public life. They weren't well off even when she joined the UN. After her participation in the UN and her ability to contribute what conflicts the United States participated in, then she became a consultant for these arms manufacturers. And then she became on the board. I think she's on the board for, is it Boeing?
I'm not sure, but it's
Boeing or Raytheon or one of those. You can fact check me on that. She's on the board of one of these dealers that participate in the manufacturing of arms. And now she's wealthy. She lives in a multi-million-dollar house and gets to travel the world, and all because – not because of some product or service she provided to the public, but because of a special interest that she has influence with.
Boeing.
That, is it Boeing?
Yep.
Yes. And now she's going to make millions of dollars influencing the policy that is going to help that company raise its stock.
Yeah, or at least the inside knowledge of knowing how it operates and positioning them to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could foresee, okay, there's some conflict in these regions here. Probably we're going to get involved here. Boeing, you're probably going to be helped out a bit. Well, what are my stock options again as a board member? Yeah, let's go ahead and exercise those right before the conflict breaks out. Then we'll see if I can afford that next million-dollar house.
It's crazy. And Trump's the only politician that has actually, like, lost money after leaving office.
Yeah. Well, what I love, there's this bit about Dave Chappelle. I had to bring it up. But he comes out on Saturday Night Live, and he goes, you got to give props to Trump because he is the only politician that's come out. He's come out of the big white mansion and said, yeah, you know, everything that you say that we're doing in there, that we're rigging the game, that we're playing, you know, with your guys' money and the finances and everything. Yeah, we are. And how do I know? Because I'm part of it. And then walk back in the house and continue doing it. And people are like, well, thank you for at least telling us straight to our face, because we all know that it's happening. But what we hate is a hypocrite.
Yeah, they always hide it under the rug, and I don't like it. Like, at least he admits it.
He admits it. He says there's a game, right?
Honest about
Hillary
it.
Clinton's like, well, you don't even pay like very many taxes, and he goes, yeah, that makes me smart. the tax system is rigged. Fix the tax system, right? Make it a fair, flat tax, and I'll have to pay like everybody else. But as long as you're going to have the system rigged, of course I'm going to use the loopholes that exist.
We've got to go to a break. We're going to talk about free speech right after this. This is Life, Death, and the Law.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
It's November, but this does not feel like November. These temperatures are running about 10 degrees above average for this time of year, but not for much longer. There's some cooler weather on the way. 93 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, that cold front starting to have an impact on the temperatures. More like fall tomorrow. Sunny and breezy, 86. Wednesday, we're still dry, breezy, but cooler, 79. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Do you own an RV? Like most, you searched and you found the perfect model. You drove off the lot and to the gas station. You took the turn a little too tight, and wham, that nasty yellow pole got right in your way. Then you pulled into your campsite, didn't see the boulder. Another blemish on your perfect possession. Lupe's Repair and Paint is here to help. Lupe's has over 20 years of experience with fiberglass and paint, and they're right here in Yuma. Call today to schedule your free estimate. Make your RV perfect again. Call Lupe's at 323-7636. 323-7636.
What is your healing power? Maybe your healing power is helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness. Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? It is estimated that over 500,000 current warfighters will return from service diagnosed with PTSD, and 22 veterans will commit suicide every day. Our veterans have paid the ultimate sacrifice for our country. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, therapy kits, and more. Discover your healing power at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, together with you, has been helping one recovering veteran at a time. We are helping veterans heal together. What is your healing power? To find out about your power, visit HealVets.org. This PSA is sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Aloe Fiber announces the City of San Luis, Arizona Fiber to the Premise project, offering up to 10 gigabit bandwidth. Construction and fiber infrastructure is scheduled to begin in November. San Luis residents and businesses will receive advance notice of necessary work in yards and easements through the mail. Residents and businesses across San Luis will have fiber connections to receive world-class internet, telephone, video, and other broadband services. For information on construction, visit aloefiber.com/construction.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hanson, and I've got my partner in crime, Sean Garner, here to my side in our studio. And we've got Cody working the board and pushing buttons. And we've also got a special guest with us, our high school friend, Grayson. He's gracing our presence with his opinions and with his commentary. We'll see if he does a good job. He's going to be graded for this, A to F, and we'll see how he does. Before the break, we mentioned how we're going to get into free speech dialogue and the principles of free speech, the way we see them. And before we get too far into that, I just need to make mention of some upcoming seminars that we have at the end of the month. November 30th, that's a Thursday. You can come visit Sean and I at the Yuma Main Library at 6 o'clock. We try to do that a little later this month so that that gives those that are working the opportunity to get off work and then get over to the library. And if you have questions about what to do for your family to make sure that they're protected in the event that you become disabled or you pass away, come and see us and we can give you some ideas. If you're not able to make it there on Thursday, November 30th, at the Yuma Main Library, then we're going to be doing this again on Friday, December 1st at 1 p.m. Again, a little bit later in the afternoon to give those that are working in the morning some time to get to the library after that. Come and see us. People really enjoy these seminars because they learn a lot, and that's why we do it. We want to educate the community as to how to get their affairs in order so that hopefully you can avoid court action or disputes or unnecessary taxes or something like that. So come see us on those dates. Now, getting into free speech, Sean, you're going to queue up this segment of Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Well, really, it's an exchange between Vivek and Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is interviewing. This was last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good exchange. You mentioned how you think that Piers is a little slimy in it. I think
not he's slimy. I just think that he was too opinionated, where he was supposed to be acting the reporter's role or the interviewer's role, and he was interjecting too much. His questions became monologues. That was my.
What I appreciate about him. It's kind of ironic because it's a display of free speech.
Well,
it is a debate.
The speech that he was trying to put on stage was Vivek's, not his own.
The thing about it, though, is this is Piers Morgan's show. He can do what he wants. This isn't your typical Dateline or something like that where you want that party to be neutral. Piers, this is his stuff. He can do what he wants, and he's saying, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe I agree with you, maybe I don't. What I love about it is this is a great display of free speech on display in the public arena of a public debate.
Yeah, so let's listen to their exchange, and I want you to consider whose opinion do you align with most, Piers Morgan or Vivek Ramaswamy? So let's play it.
Lines will actually be red lines, because if they're crossed, it means it really violates the national self-interest. That's the way I look at it.
One of the other candidates for President, Ron DeSantis, has said that the students who've been protesting across American campuses, very pro-Palestinian, a lot of Jewish students feeling very threatened by it. Some of these students actually beaming pro-Hamas imagery to the buildings at George Washington University and so on, that they should be taken out. If they have visas, they should be revoked and so on. You've said you don't believe in that because of free speech. But again, is there no limit to that free speech? If people are actively supporting and promoting a terror organization like Hamas, isn't that hate speech, not free speech?
Well, to be clear, I am a ardent defender of the First Amendment.
So I agree with you.
So the First Amendment does not protect against actual incitement to violence, to say, hey, go kill that guy right there, do it now, shoot him. That's not protected speech.
What about saying Hamas
So in the U.S., the jurisprudence on this, I mean, the U.S. is very clear. Anything that is an expression of an opinion is protected. So if you're expressing an opinion, however heinous, that opinion is protected by the First Amendment. All opinions are protected. Now, my view is some of those are heinous opinions. We're the country, the United States of America, who said the Nazis could march in Skokie, Illinois. Many people around the world would disagree with that, but that's what makes America itself. I disagree vehemently with those Nazis, but I will defend to the death in this country, the right of anybody to express their opinion.
You'll defend to the death the right of people to be Nazis in America?
The right of people to express an opinion. Being a Nazi can involve more than that, right? If you're taking action based on that, no. Heck no. But if you want to...
But if you're promoting and supporting a Nazi ideology, why would you want to accept that in America?
I don't want to accept that. The way we defeat it...
Why would you tolerate it?
I don't tolerate it. We don't tolerate it through more speech. You defeat it in the marketplace of ideas, and we're not tolerating it. Because think about what you're doing to somebody who has that nasty opinion and then tell them that they have to keep it to themselves. You tell people they can't speak, they scream.
But would you allow people
If you tell to... people they can't scream, that's when they take physical action. But so I don't want to see that.
Would you be happy to see pro-Nazi...
No, I'm not happy. Of course I'm not happy.
If you're President of the United States, you would allow it to happen. Nazi marches.
I'll tell you something deeper, Piers. This is how it works in the...
Okay. So first of all, I want to have a little bit of commentary on that. And then what the point that he's going to make up next is, I think, fantastic. But Piers says that you shouldn't support Nazis and their ideology or allow them to express their ideology in America. What's your opinion on that, Grayson? Right or wrong? Should Nazis be able to express what their viewpoints are and their political ideology?
I really like what he's saying right there. I mean, everybody has an opinion, and I feel like they should be able to express it, right?
What if that opinion is we hate all minority groups, we hate anybody that is gay or lesbian or transgender, they should all be eradicated? What if that's their belief? That's okay to express that?
I mean, that sounds a little like the KKK.
Like the Nazis?
Nazis.
Well, the KKK, yeah, and the Nazis are their bedfellows, yeah.
We're not saying that's okay, and their opinions, I feel like if they're going that far, probably not, but...
So it's okay to censor their speech by what? By arresting them?
No.
Or filtering them on the internet?
I don't know, because that's their... I get what he's trying to say, but like I don't.
So the question is there a limit to free speech? That's the question that Piers, he's alluding to that there is a line that you cannot cross.
Yeah,
and that would he's from he's from the UK, so obviously they don't enjoy as much free speech as we do. They've tried to liberate that over the course of years, as the U.S. provides an example of that.
And has demonstrated that the marketplace of ideas is the best way to get the best ideas to the top.
That's right. I wholeheartedly agree with Vivek here.
So I want to get back to Grayson here, because it's uncomfortable, right? To say that it's okay for other people that we disagree with to express their opinions. But you cannot have free speech if you don't allow everybody to speak their mind.
Like,
just one point, and then I'll let you, respond here. But Vivek makes a very clear line, and he says that this is supported in American jurisprudence. And for those of you out there that don't maybe connect that, jurisprudence is the rule of the courts in the Supreme Court. When the cases have been brought before the Supreme Court and decided whether or not they fit within the Constitution protection under the First Amendment or not, the Supreme Court, when it makes its ruling, that is jurisprudence. So that's that term defined. And he says, case after case after case, the Supreme Court has said you cannot incite violence where it's an immediate and imminent threat. For example, you cannot say you who have the means, who has a gun in his hands legally or not, right? You have the means, go over and kill that person over there that is within our proximity, and you can actually carry out the action. That is an incitement to violence. There's an immediate and imminent threat. Incitement to violence by saying, I support Hamas, is not actually an incitement to violence. Yeah, that is a watering down of that phrase and that exception to freedom of speech. So now go ahead with your response.
I feel
to the mic.
Yeah, I feel like their claims aren't, like, they can express their opinion, but their claims aren't good, and they're violent like that. Like, I don't think...
Whose claims? The Nazis?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I feel like they can...
What about Hamas and these pro-Palestinian protesters that are showing paragliders from Hamas militants flying into Israel? Should they be able to post those cartoons and figures and say, I support Palestine? Should they be able to do that? Because that's clearly a terrorist group.
Yeah.
Should they be able to under the First Amendment?
I mean... I don't necessarily think so, because technically it's violent, no?
So we should censor their speech. Anybody who supports Hamas or Palestine or Iran or any organization that supports the movement that is occurring right now in this war of Hamas against Israel, but it's turned into Palestine against Israel because Hamas is so intertwined into the Palestinian population that it can't be segregated out at this point, is what we're seeing in the real world. So anybody that supports the actions of this terrorist group should be censored?
I mean, I don't think so. They have a freedom of speech, but, I mean, doesn't mean they're – claims are okay. Like,
how do we express and combat their claims and their ideas? What's the best way to do it? Shut it off from the internet and censor it, or is there another way?
I don't know.
What way would you do it?
Probably go up to them and be like, hey, like, I see your claim, I see what you're saying, but is it really okay? And, like, try to see what they're trying to say and, like, kind of, I don't know. I feel like censoring and shutting people down isn't okay, like, because that's trying to hide it. And I don't like trying to hide people's thoughts and actions, but I'm trying to think of, like, a better way to say that.
What do you think, Adam?
You just answered the question, and I think you're more in line with what Vivek is saying.
Yeah.
And the reason you're feeling that is because Sean posed a question to you, Grace, and he asked, well, what would be the remedy then if you have these people that are openly displaying pictures of paragliders and saying we support Palestine with paragliders? Paragliders, I don't know if you're familiar with this, that's how Hamas initiated their terrorist attacks. So they had paragliders come into Israel And they went into a music festival and other homes, and they just started murdering people, kids and children and grandmothers and stuff like that, and taking hostages away. So when a person in the United States on a college campus holds a flag like that that has a paraglider and says, "We support Palestine," what do you think they're saying?
They're endorsing what happened, right? Violence, an act of violence. So
do we shut them down? That was the question that Sean asked. What is the remedy if you don't agree with that? If you don't support what Palestine did, is it okay to say, "Well, you can't fly that flag. That offends me because
you can't post that tweet. You can't, whatever.
That's offensive to me. I don't believe that a person should be allowed to paraglide into a foreign country and kill their citizens. I don't believe that. No matter how bad they feel that they were harmed by Israel, I don't feel like they should be able to do that. Therefore, you can't fly that flag because it offends me."
I agree with that more. That would offend me, and I would be like, "Hey, like, I know that's your opinion, but I mean, do you realize what they're doing? Like, that's an act of violence, and that offends me and my culture."
So what you're saying is, let me just summarize what I hear you to say.
Okay.
You're saying, no, that shouldn't be allowed because it's offensive. But then you follow that up by saying, because this is why it's offensive.
Yeah.
But if you just shut it down to begin with, you can't have that conversation.
Yeah.
So free speech means you're allowed to display that flag and express your opinion, and I'm allowed to debate with you as to why I feel that's offensive. And I can express to you that I feel like that's offensive because this, and this. Yeah. And you can say, "Well, I think it's justified because of what Israel's done to Palestine because of these many years and blah, blah." You can give me your opinion, and we can go back and forth, back and forth. That is free speech. And that's the only remedy to getting to the bottom of this matter.
And if you shut it down, you can't have that. And
that's right.
I don't like that. I'd rather you have a debate than shut it down at all.
And that's the thing. Freedom is messy.
Yeah.
Democracy is messy. And the whole idea is, in democracy, the experiment was, can people be allowed to express their opinions freely and then be entrusted to actually elect representatives to run the government? In a sense, the people are running the government themselves, because the representatives are only elected to represent very defined facets of their lives. They're not set in power to create policy over every aspect of our lives. They're set in power to create laws very specifically to protect all of our constitutional rights, which our constitutional rights are essentially all of our inalienable rights. The right to assemble freely without being impeded by the government, to worship however we feel appropriate, to carry arms, to do the things, to contract one with another freely without the intervention of the government. And the government's only job is to make sure that other people, other actors, especially government actors, don't impede on those rights. We've started to accept this twisted reality that the government is there to tell us what is right and wrong and how we should conduct ourselves. And that is wrong. We should, the whole idea, the American experiment, is that people can govern themselves. And the government only just, they need to protect the nation as a whole, and they need to protect the citizen as an individual against infringements by other citizens or the government itself, and that's it. The rest of it, they need to stay out of our way.
The common misconception is that the government gives us rights. And that, if you begin on that premise, then you're really, really far behind the curveball, because from the constitutional standpoint and from the founder standpoint, our rights are given to us by our Creator. He gives us the rights to free speech. And the right to live. If you start from that premise, that all rights are given to us by a God, the government is somebody that comes in and they can only do certain things that we allow them to do. And that's one of those things, is not to curb what I want to say. God gave me the right to speak what I feel is my opinion, and the government doesn't have a right to take that away from me. If we allowed that, now we're regressing back to what we fled in the first place through the Revolutionary War. We've got to go to break. This is Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back.
Coming up, more thought-provoking conversations on life, death, and the Law right after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Ready to fuel up for your busy day? Fill your tank at a Chevron station, which provides superior gasoline and diesel fuel. And pick up an ice-cold drink, a cup of Java City coffee, and your favorite snacks. Chevron has 20 locations serving Yuma County with fuel and convenience. Stop by and enjoy the best products and customer service. Continue your journey with a pause at one of Chevron's 20 locations here in Yuma. Top off with Techron at your neighborhood Chevron.
It's Bobby from Bobby Combs RV Centers. I want you to know that we already did the shopping for you. We are stocking the best floor plans from the biggest manufacturers like Forest River, Keystone, and Coachmen. I also want you to know that at Bobby Combs RV Centers, you get a low price without the hassle. We are a full-service RV dealership. Sales, parts, service, and financing. Come get your new or used RV at a low price from a super friendly staff at Bobby Combs RV Centers in Yuma and at BobbyCombsRVCenter.com.
Yuma, are you interested in new job creation? Are you interested in the creation of over $100 million in Yuma County property tax revenue to help with our schools, libraries, and first responders? How about clean energy for over 150,000 homes? This is all within our reach, and we need your help. We need you to visit YesYumaSolar.com. Click the link and let the Yuma County Board of Supervisors know that you support the Houdini Solar Project. Take action now to help support this project while benefiting residents of Yuma County. Don't take our word for it. Be informed and don't lose this opportunity. Your opinion matters and the Yuma community will benefit. Visit YesYumaSolar.com and make your voice count. More jobs, more revenue for our schools, libraries, first responders, and more clean energy to power our homes and businesses. The Houdini Solar Project needs you now. YesYumaSolar.com.
News Talk 560, KBLU.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. We are talking with Grayson. He is a high school student from Gila Ridge, and we're talking about free speech. And, of course, in high school, you probably encounter this quite a bit. Yep. Some speech is tolerated and even celebrated that you may disagree with. And other speech is suppressed or threats of violence against it because they don't agree with it. And typically right now, we've been seeing that if you want to broadcast your religious beliefs, especially Judeo or Christian religious beliefs, people can rail against that with impunity. They can put you in a corner. They can say, you know, we don't want you to say the Pledge of Allegiance, or we don't want to, you know, sing the national anthem before class or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
Well, and it is. But that's what's happening today, whereas the opposing viewpoint is we should be able to say anything we want regarding our gender identity or our political affiliations, as long as the general consensus, the mass media, is along and supports it as well. And so Pierce Morgan here, he's asking Vivek Ramaswamy, where is the line? Because Vivek is saying Nazis should be allowed, Yeah, but they do. To express their opinion. And he says, well, their opinion is this hateful, genocidal ideology. And he says, well, I agree. But the best way to defend against that is to express better ideas.
Yeah. And debate against it back and forth.
Allow it to occur so the debate can happen. So then he goes, if you're the president then, you're going to allow these Nazi demonstrations? And so this is what we're going to come back into this. Yeah.
Would you be happy to see pro-Nazi?
No, I'm not happy. Of course I'm not happy.
If you're president of the United States, you would allow it to happen, Nazi marches.
I'll tell you something deeper, Pierce. This is how it works in the United States. It's not even my power to decide whether to allow it to happen. The Constitution and the Supreme Court has already long held that the expression of heinous opinions is part of the American constitutional life. To say that the government, no government actor, should ever decide which opinions can and cannot be expressed, period. That's what the First Amendment is all about. Once we lose that, once the government can decide which ideas can and cannot be expressed, that's the ballgame. And I've been the major defender of this from a right-wing perspective for years, right, saying that conservatives should be allowed to express skepticism of COVID vaccines or the origin of the COVID pandemic or questions relating to race or questions relating to asking government questions.
You said you wouldn't have your vaccines again if you had your time.
As a sign that that's true, yeah.
Why?
I'm a young, healthy man, and I think that we have risks of...
Okay, so the question was, if Vivek became president of the United States, by Piers Morgan, this is the question, would you allow those types of protests to occur? And his answer is so telling.
Yes.
His answer is, that's not my job as a president to determine. My job as a president is to enforce the laws that are enacted by Congress and that are determined by the Supreme Court to be constitutional. I don't get to sit back in my armchair and say, you know what, I really don't agree with that, so I'm going to send out a task force to suppress it. Or I'm going to contact my buddies over here at Facebook and I'm going to tell them to censor it, to not allow it to be posted. That's not my job. My job as president is to allow the people to govern themselves. To allow Congress, their representatives, duly elected representatives, to make laws and then enforce those laws. And those laws are they should stick to defending the rights that are enshrined in our Constitution, but are, as Adam so aptly pointed out, given to us by God.
I really like what he said. He's like, if you suppress it, I mean, you don't let them speak, they're going to scream. And if you don't, they're going to take physical action. I really like what he's saying. And he's saying like, people can express their opinions no matter how crazy they are, but how crazy the opinions are or how heinous. But when they start to take action, that's where he draws the line. And he doesn't tolerate taking action.
So, and that's where the definition of hate speech has really gone off the rails, because the Supreme Court has determined that speech is protected until that point where it becomes hate speech. Now, let me put this, give you an analogy here. My freedom of movement, my freedom to move about, you know, wherever a public space or even private spaces is uninhibited by the government until I encounter you. And when my fist encounters your face, my freedom of movement is impeded, okay, by law, because you have the right to be protected in your person, to be free from assault.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm going to punch you in the face, that is, and I said, well, that's my expression of how I feel about Grayson, right? I think he's a dirtbag, and so I'm expressing how I feel by punching him in the face. No, that's no longer free speech. Mm. You can dance, you can sing, you can post pictures, you can do all these sorts of things, and those free speech isn't limited to vocalizing something or putting it down on paper or on the internet. It can be an expression by action. But it cannot be to the point where it becomes physical, yes, and it actually causes harm. Or if I get in your face and I tell you something that is so offensive that it has this immediate and imminent likelihood to cause you to react violently. So, for example, if a pro-Israeli protester got into somebody who was a pro-Palestinian protester and got right in their face and was pointing their finger right in their face. Maybe they're not touching them, right? But they're like inches from their face.
Close.
Okay. Yeah. And saying, you know, we have the right to defend ourselves, and that involves wiping out all of Gaza, even if it includes, you know, the killing of innocent women and children. If that were to happen, that is hate speech. Yeah. That is not protected because, not because of what is said, but because of the circumstances in which it's said. That person is right in the face of the other person, yeah, and there's an imminent threat of harm, of violence breaking out. You cannot incite violence right then. Now, what the mainstream media has done is they've taken this and they say, well, okay, so if you say that the elections were unfair, then you are inciting violence by encouraging a rush on the Capitol on January 6th, right? And that is so far from the truth.
Yeah.
It's not immediate, right? It's not going to happen right then. It still gives people the ability to sit back and think about it and make an educated decision. And so what Vivek's response is, when you censor those people, which did take place, and saying, we don't think that the election was fair, here's the reasons why we didn't think the election was fair. If you censor all those people, then they begin to scream.
Yeah.
And when you censor that, then they begin to march. Yeah, and so what happened on January 6th wasn't, in his opinion, I don't know whether or not he thinks it was an insurrection, right, and an attempt of a coup to overthrow the government, but he says it was a result of the censorship of speech that was promoted by the government, and that's what you're going to continue to get if you continue to censor speech.
The thing is, could we avoid that instead of censoring it and have them express their opinion and—
Yeah, and I don't know. You know, I don't know if January 6th would have happened regardless. I think that Vivek has a good point. I think that people were fed up of being censored on all their social media accounts, and so they went to demonstrate publicly. And then there were some bad actors within the crowd that really incited it to become violent. And that was a blight on our government and the way things ran. But I think that there was a breakdown of the system all around, and it started with the censorship of speech. We'll have to wrap it up with that. That's all the time we have today. This is Life, Death, and Law.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com. Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 on 560 KBLU. Cars and Carts for all your golf cart sales, service, repairs, parts, and storage. Call them today for all your golf cart needs. 928-726-2286. Cars and Carts is the place to go for Evolution golf carts. They come fully loaded with bucket seats, lithium batteries, locally owned and operated. All new carts are street legal. Call 928-726-2286. Need to store your golf cart, repairs, or shopping for a new ride? Give Denny a call at 928-726-2286 or stop by Cars and Carts, 2899 South Sherry Avenue in Yuma.
Dear, has my honey-do list become a honey-don't?
I need to rent tools to do the to-do list.
Let's go to Southwest Lumber. They've got everything you need to do the to-dos, and they're voted Yuma's best year after year.
Get all your to-dos to done at Southwest Lumber, 1917 South Avenue B. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Go and ask about their rental specials, like half-day pricing on overnight rentals, Monday through Friday. When you rent on Saturday, Sundays are free. Call Southwest Lumber at 928-782-9867.
The next generation of streaming is here. Introducing Spectrum One Stream. Get 300 megabit internet for $49.99 a month, including advanced Wi-Fi and one unlimited mobile line free for 12 months. And when you add Spectrum TV, get a Xumo Stream Box free for 12 months. Spectrum One Stream. It's streaming simplified. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Does your smile need a shine? If you feel like your smile needs a makeover, you need a silver smile. No, not a silver smile. A silver smile. Silver Dental Clinic in El Cadones provides friendly, professional care. Whether you need general dentistry, dentures, implants, or even braces, Silver Dental Clinic will serve with a smile. To get your smile back, call the Yuma local number at 928-387-2025. That's 387-2025. It's time to get your smile back, and we want you to have a silver smile.
Here, there, everywhere. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now at 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
According to research from Australia's Deakin University, people worldwide are consuming an average of 14 teaspoons of added sugar every day. The resulting increase in obesity and diabetes have caused governments to pass laws restricting the sugar content of processed foods. However, the Deakin study also found that where sugar content has been restricted, the use of non-nutritive sweeteners increased, and those sweeteners were also linked to diabetes, heart disease, and disruption of the gut microbiome. Question: which trouble do you prefer, sugar or sweeteners?
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.